Okay, so the first thing I want to do is finish up the course of yesterday's shiur. Just moving along in our Simon HaChatzitza, there's so many different cases here in Simkut Tzarichah. So I was talking at the end yesterday regarding a splinter. So that's what we're up to. It's source number 44 in yesterday's packet. And we'll get to today's as well. A lot of practical issues here as well. The Mishnah Mikvahs, Parakid Mishnah Ches, 44, is talking about a splinter. Ches who tocha ga'odam. Right? Ches means an arrow. I mean, most people don't have too many arrows stuck in their skin, but it means there's some type of a splinter. All right? So the Mishnah makes a distinction. It says, Bizman shu nire, if it's visible in chotzit, and in chotzit, but eno nire tolo ga'ocham tumaso. Again, I'm not showing to what I'm calling against. It's a chotzit. Bartanura says, but it doesn't matter, the 45, what the particular chetz was made out of. Again, to a tower, the difference between wood and metal, but anyway, we assume eino chotzit, tila kozman, she eino nira. That's what the Bartanura says. Similarly, there's a tosefta as well in Mikvos, okay? And here we have a machlokas about the point of the mission assumed was obvious. The tosefta is in Mikvos, per ches halacha dalet, 46. Nichaso chetz birecho, Rebbe omer eino chotzit. So there is presented as machlokas, again, it's some kind of a splinter, whether it's chotzit or not. Then the Gemara says, not the Gemara, the Tosefta. It's made out of metal. It's a metal shard or something that gets stuck in the body. It's a wooden splinter. Then for sure it's chotzit. So the Mishnah does make that distinction, the Tosefta rather, does make that distinction. Exactly what the Bartanura said, the Mishnah doesn't make the distinction. So the Tosefta does make the distinction. Okay, if it's metal, then it's a machlokas. Okay, it's a machlokas. But by chetz, everyone agrees that it is a problem. Okay, and then it says, in karam alava orma mala kol modem sheno chotzitz. But if the skin, they're so deep in that the skin sort of covered it completely, right? The skin melded, or whatever the word would be, skin around it, then I call more than shenachot. And everyone agrees that it's not a chatzitza. So you take a look, the reason for that distinction between metal and wood, the Rash, 47 is the Rash Mishan, some Shimshim and Avraham Mishan. Just to clarify, you know, when Tosas quotes the Rashba, sometimes we find a Tosas that quotes Pirish Rashba, that's not the Rashba of the Taras Abayas, or the Rashba, the Chidush Rashba. The Chidush Rashba, the Talmud Ramban, whose name is Shlomo ben Aderes, he wrote the Taras Abayas, and the Chuvas Rashba, and the Chidush Rashba, and so on. But there's one of the Balei Tosas from Shimshon ben Avram of Shans, so it's called usually the Rash, but sometimes it's called the Rashba, because it's his initials as well. But we have his parish on the Mishnayas and Zroim, and the Kodshim, and the Taras. So there in the Mishnah, Mikvos Parakid, Mishnah Ches, 47, the Rash Mishan says, that bisman shener chotzit pirish b'shal matches eili b'maya tvei mishal eit makes a distinction between metal and wood. Apparently, again, I don't know the exact science of it, but I suppose that metal remain, as we says, she'eno nidbak kol kach ma'bosar. The metal remains further apart from the skin, if even if it's a shard is stuck in your skin, so the water can get there more easier than it would, which is closer, is kind of stuck closer to the skin. Apparently, that's one thing he says. And he says, Inami, chomatchas ika sakona tve, kishimotzio. By metal, it's a big sakona to take it out. Okay? The dovish and a makben, and therefore you're not makben, because we're hearing some enochotzits. Okay? That's how the Rashi explains it. Now, the question is, this machlokas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, the Tosefta, okay? Because again, Rebbe says enochotzits, Chachamim say chotzits. The Tosefta doesn't distinguish between Nira and Eno Nira. So in which case is there Machlokas? Okay, so there's some who say that the Machlokas is only if it's Nira. If the splinter is visible, that's when you have Machlokas, Rab, Rebbe, and the Chachamim. Rebbe says it's no longer Chatzitza, Chachamim says it still is a Chatzitza. However, it's low Nira, okay, then everyone agrees it's not a chatzitza. If it's under the skin completely and so it's not even seen, then for sure it's not a chatzitza. That's how some learn the machlokas. But others say no. The machlokas is when it's low nira. That's when Rebbe said, Taka says, Eino chotzitza. Chama says, it is chotzitza. But if it's nira, everybody agrees it is a chatzitza. So that's a question. That seems to be machlokas. We've shown him exactly how to understand the machlokas, Rebbe. You know what I'm saying? In what case is the machlokas Rebbe the Chachamim? So the Sefer HaTruma, in 48, Hilchas Nidus in Kuf Hei, he seems to learn that the Yesh Le'ishat Kotz Tacha b'Sara, Upan Shein HaChalasir HaKotz, and so on. The Nisha Mitzasa B'Sol HaBosar, B'Zeh Shein, the quotes that mission, Mikvos. And he says, B'Zman Shu Nira Chotim, Eno Nira Tovel. Okay? And he says at the end, V'Nir La B'Mor Rabbeinu, the Brice Amari, Im Lo HaSakri Mishal Or, on the top. Okay, in low kolkach ba'omak nirish eno chotzis, and below kumis or kinamash mitzof ha-mishnah. Basically, the way the Truma says it, and the Mordechai also says in Hilchas Mikvos and there in Shulis and Rebbe's Tavshin Memches, he says also to take a look at the third line. In karmel abar eno chotzis dibar kol. So it's eno nira. Then he holds. They learn, and it was both the Mordechai and the Truma both learn that if it's nira, you know, if it's eno nira. Right, karmel of or then eno chotz the kula alma. Then it's not my focus. Okay, that's a libra kol. See, the Mordechai says it clearly. It says on the third line there, in karmel of or eno chotz libra kol. Then it's not my focus. Okay, and the machlokas is dafka when it's nira. Okay, then it's machlokas dafka when it's nira. Then Rebbe would say eno chotzitz, and the chacham would say chotzitz. Okay, which the halacha is like the chacham. So that's according to the Truma and the Mordechai. All right. If it's so deep, it's not chotzes. And it's a machokas when it's nearer. However, the Rosh is not so clear. The Beis Yosef that I printed in 52 here in our Simon Kutz Arichas seems to say it's a machokas. I don't see that so clear. You have to add a few words. You take a look in 50. The Rosh Nuchos Mikvos and Chav Zion writes chetz hu tochov v'adam bizman shu nearer chotzes. So I think the Beis Yosef understands me, that's the Dibra Kol. When it's nearer, then it's Dibra Kol Chotzitz. So not like, again, the Truma, you follow the Truma, the Mordechai said, when it's nearer, that's when you have the Machokas Rebbe Nechachamim. And when it's Eno nearer, it's for sure not Chotzitz. But here the Rosh says, Bizman Shu Nira Chotzitz, Bim Eno nearer, okay, that's when you have the Machokas and so on. It's that's where the Machokas is. That's the way the Beis Yosef. I don't see that clearly, maybe you do it in the words of the Rosh, exactly. Okay, the Rambam also Hilchos Mikvos Perk Beis Halacha Ches. Okay, again, it's the way the Beis Yosef learns it. All right, the Beis Yosef I printed in 52. I don't have to read the whole thing now, but he says that basically he says the Machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh on one side against the Truma and the Mordechai. I don't quite see it that way necessarily. Okay, and the Beis Yosef says that according to the Rosh, everyone agrees that when it's nearer, then it's chotzitz. Okay, when it's nearer, it's for sure chotzitz dibar kol. If not, then that's when you have the machlokas. That's what the Rambam seems to learn also in Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Again, so you can look at the Beis Yosef. He says, let's find the words. Look at two lines on the bottom. Sabra Rabbanan, the kol shu nira afli shu meshuka gozer b'gzera ato kushena meshuka. Rebbe lo gozer. That's an important point. Just saying what the reason behind the svara of the chachamim who say if you hold that way that when it's nira that's where the machlokas is. Because the machlokas is when it's nira, not the way the Rosh and the Rambam learn, but the way the Truma and the Mordechai learn when they hold that the machlokas is by nira. So the reason is whether they made gzera nira ato ato ena nira. But anyway, that's how the Beis Yosef learns. The truth is, the Dark Moshe, the Ramah, is also bothered by this. He says in Osei, with the asterisk in 53, Ramah etzarch indim ken lama lo chukah rosh Ramah ben eitz lamatchas. Okay? And he first of all, the Ramah and the Rosh don't seem to make any difference between eitz and matchas. That's one. And according to Beis Yosef, they said that's what the Tosefta is talking about. And he says, "In Kain al Karchas Filu, the Hilchas of Karebi, then they'll have to come out with the halachas like Rebbe." And according to them, according to the way the Beis Yosef learns, the Rosh and the Rambam hold that if it's Eino Nira, that's when it's a machlokas. And we assume la halacha that Eino Nira, is Eino Chotzitz. That would mean we pass like Rebbe. Right? In other words, Eino Nira is not Chotzitz. I mean, to be passing like Rebbe if you argue that that's where the Machlokas is. And that's a little difficult because he's, why should pass like Rebbe against the Chachamim? All right? And therefore, he's a Diber Rabbeinu Basmag, Basikra Truma. So it says to Mari Benira, then there's no question. Because then we say Halacha Karabonan in both cases. And he writes with Diber Beis Yosef Megum Gomim Mekan. Okay? So it's a little difficult over here. Lamaisa, In 54, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tzifut Aleph here in our Simon. Okay, chetz or coats, chetz an arrow or coats a thorn. Right, same idea, thorn. Hatocha b'basi im nira mebechutz chotzitz im eno nira eno chotzitz. That's how the Shulchan Aruch says. Okay, and so now the truth of the matter is, see, it comes out l'maisa is not so big machokas. We think about it for a second, because if nira mebechutz, if it is nira. So according to the Mordechai and the Truma, that's where the machlokes is. According to Rebbe, it's not chotzit, and according to Chachamim, it is chotzit. So then the halacha is like Chachamim, and that's what Shulchan Aruch says. In Nira Machutz, it's chotzit. Right, so according to the Truma and the Mordechai, it's very good, okay, because they will hold that that's where the machlokes is, all right? And the halacha is like the Chachamim. And if it's Einu Nira, everybody agreed it's not chotzit. So that's smooth according to the Truma and the Smug. Okay, but according to the Rambam and the Rosh, if we learn it that way, so by nira mebachutz, well, there's no machlokes. By nira mebachutz, it's certainly chotzit. If ain't no nira, there's a machlokes. There we have to say that halachos like Rebbe that it's ain't no chotzit. I'm sorry, but that ain't no nira, then that's where the machlokes. And halachos like Rebbe, there ain't no chotzit. So that's a little bit of the weakness in that position. We passing like Rebbe. Anyway, that's how the Shulchan Aruch rules the Shach. Quotes also in Sukkot Design, he said that Beis Yosef, says what he says, and he quotes him in Sukkot Design, and quotes the Ramon, the Ramon Gumgumim. Okay, the Beis Yosef, the Shachal says that everyone agrees that if it's deep inside, then it's not nira, okay, then it's not chotzit. And everyone also agrees with the ticking out. So the question is, the machlokas is, you know, what if it's at skin level? Bottom line, the way the Shach learns. How far in and out is called nira. We've kind of been defining up until now that nira means we're part of the splinter sticking out, and in and when it's underneath. The question is, how far out is nira? Sometimes you do have a splinter, right, mamish, at the tip of the skin, so it's nira, it's not really sticking out, or it's maybe at skin level. Sometimes you rub it with your finger, you can actually feel it, you know, feel the splinter sticking out a little bit. So that's a question with the Shach. Has, okay. There's a Sidrei Tara in the Shura Tara in 36 in Kotan Chafei is not so convinced with the Shach. Okay, the Shach is Machmir, okay. And he says he doesn't think necessarily the Shach is correct. Bottom line, okay, just to summarize, we really could have three different stages, all right. So again, to summarize Machlokes Rishonim, according to the Sefer Truma and the Mordechai, if it's nira mebechutz, we learn like the before, it's sticking out. So Rebbe says eno chotzit, and the Chachamim will say chotzit, and the halacha is like the Chachamim. If it's lo nira, then everybody agrees eno chotzit, and that's the halacha. According to the Rosh and the Rambam, at least the way the Beis Yosef learns, so if it's nira mebechutz, it's chotzit, and then that's fine. Okay, according to everybody, according to if it's low nearest, so then Rebbe says eno chotzeis, and Chacham says chen chotzeis, and you'll have to say the halacha is like Rebbe. But in terms of what the Shach and the Sidrei Tara bring up, now you have added on, okay, if it's sticking out or equal to the a level with the skin level, all right. So there, according to everybody, that would be a chatzitza, the way the Shach learns, okay? Let's see, is that correct? That will come out according to the, certainly according to the Truma and the Mordechai, and according to the Rama and the Rasha, if it's sticking out, okay, or, you know, equal to the skin level, so that would be a chatzitza. That would be a chatzitza, because that's called, that is called Mira, fine. And if it's, deep inside and low nira, so then everyone agree ain't no chotzeitz. And if it's stuck in the skin and near the top, right? So it's nira, but it's not so far in. So that'll be machlokes. That's where the Rama and the Morda, the Rama, the way the Shachla, that's where the Rama and the Rosh would say not a chatzitza. The other Rishonim would say it is. So that's a question of how far in the splinter has to be. Lamaisa, we assume that we should try and get any splinters out, but if it's under the skin, you can't really get it out, so then we're okay with it. Just to finish up, the last couple of things on this packet, all right, there are Moshe Feinstein, and this relates, and you already know about it, but it's the same idea, stitches. Okay, Moshe has a tshuva, Yoredei Chelek Bei Simen Pei Zayin. Bidvar Tfiros Shalrofe, okay, stitches. So Rav Moshe writes that when it comes to stitches, all right, now the truth of the matter is that the stitches are in the mouth. That was his case. Bidvar Isha Shalrofe Hotzi Shein Mipia. The woman had a tooth removed, and there were therefore stitches in the mouth. You can't see it. Okay, so then if so, there was some rock instrument, and so on and so forth. So nothing that that's you, emeso nira klal. Okay, then it's all right. But imu nira mistaber shenechsha makpedish loyisha tefilas v'chotzes mishum afu beisastar mina rov b'zmaim. And Moshe Feinstein assumes that if the stitches are visible, then they're a problem. Okay, now they do have such a thing. By the way, Ravad Yosef, I don't have it here. The Bada Shulchan, before I get to Ravad, the Bada Shulchan, which again is in, that's what I have in 58. It's Yoredeis and Kuf Tzarechetz, Arsimet, Biurim, and Tziv Chav Gimel, Biurim Asu Be'eged. He talks about Tfiros, all right? So he also says, Nir Sheesh Lahachmer Shalipo, should avoid doing Tfila if there are stitches, okay, if there's still stitches inside. But then he says a few lines later, Bahani Mili Baosan Tisha Silo Simana Guf. Okay, if those stitches are gonna come out, as opposed to the stitches that dissolve nowadays, they have, I don't know what they're called, but certain type of stitches that dissolve by themselves, he said, then we can be mako. Okay. Then he also says that if there's room to be she needs the stitches and so on, they're going to last for a long time. Okay, he mentioned more than 30 days. So then also the zoom to make her. I just say it's completely make her when it comes to stitches. So that's the story of stitches. Okay, so that finishes what I want to say about this packet from yesterday. Let's move right there now to the next topic. One second. Here. Okay. Okay, so that's all I finish up from yesterday. Moving along, so we'll move now to the next, to today's topic. And that is the following. The beginning.
Maybe?
Yeah.
Just to ask a question, sometimes, you know, when they have a baby, there's tearing and whatnot and they need stitches. So at what point is considered like balua that it would,
again,
you know?
Again, many of those stitches dissolve automatically, no?
Yeah.
Are dissolving stitches better or worse?
No, I think the dissolving stitches are better. Okay, because they're disappearing. They're not really. First of all, you I don't think you can. Can you even remove them? I don't know if you can, but you can remove them. Okay. But that's what the Bada Shulchan writes over there. They'll dissolve by themselves. They'll be made for it. You're not makbid they're going to disappear. They're not, and they're inside, right? I mean, they're not. Can you even remove them yourself if you wanted to? I don't think you can.
Remove them yourself, and I don't know, but you can. I'm sure they could be removed like any other stitches.
Yeah, I suppose. But anyway, no, the Bada Shulchan says those are better. That's at the very end. Sorry, I don't have it in front of you. Maybe you can post.
Couldn't you say it's worse because it's more temporary?
But he calls that a mere chain of makbid. He says a mere chain of makbid. You're not makbid because they're going to go away. You don't have to do anything. Now, that's how he learned it. He writes. He discussed. I mean,
saw with the cast that if it's there for a shorter
period, he says. So I'll read the word he says. He says, "Aval hatfiros hanasi mechamar shenivlam bimkolman kagon mechutei meitan or there's a cave in sheinam asidim liyos nitala misham havelu kamir sheinam makbid telo chaytzi afal gav di loyon nivlam atzma haisarotze basaros alachesman lamazidoma." He quotes something from Ramban that a gelat shalamaka eno chotzev mishum sheinam mesiroso kishulach the koshalamaka ushijab is no from ma'elo. He compares it to some type of a an encrusted, something over a maka, okay, which is actually, will lead us into our discussion next, okay. He quotes Ramban that says a geled shel maka, that's, crusted over pus or whatever it is on a maka. It's not chotze, it's because you can't pull it off because it'll hurt you to pull it off now, okay, because it's bad for the wound to pull it off. And once it's dry, it'll fall off by itself. Therefore, he calls that sign which is not makbid. So the same thing here. He says it's eno makbid, and that's the Bada Shulchan. Okay, and then
even,
he says
even if it's near,
yeah. And then he says even those that are taken off that they're going to be taken out by a doctor, he says, if they haven't yet finished with doing what they're doing, she needs them to be there, then they're not scheduled to be taken out. Then they're part of a body and so on and so forth. Okay, at least for 30 days. And that's how he has that. Okay? So that's about it.
Meaning he's more mekel than Rav Moshe, it seems.
Well, Rav Moshe, we talked about the dissolving ones, but yes.
Rav Moshe was not talking about the dissolving ones, was he?
He was not.
Right.
Rav Moshe was not talking about the dissolving ones. I don't know
if he... Meaning, the Badei Shulchan is saying that even if they're not dissolving ones, he's making...
Right. Rav Moshe says, if it's visible, it's a problem. If it's not visible, it's not a problem. But he's saying even if the ones that are not visible, I'm saying even the ones that are visible, okay... he says
that not dissolving.
But not dissolving, right. That's the Badei Shulchan. And again, Rav Adya Seif is completely makel by stitches. All right. I have to look at the Taras Abayis. Take a look. You'll find it. Okay. I should have printed it. Okay. Now, moving along. So the same issue, really, we just mentioned, is actually a Mishnah Mikvos in source one of the next group. Okay. The Mishnah says, Mikvos Parak Tes Mishalav, Elu Chotzitzin Ba'adam. Again, that's the opening phrase. And Mishnah Bay says, Galdei Psoa Shel Basaro. Not from a makkah, but sweat or other, you know, something got caked or crusted on the body. Your sweat got dry. Okay, it's not that pleasant to think about, but sometimes, you know, you look at the shower right away, you play ball, something like that. So, you know, your body feels almost a sweat on it. It's not liquid anymore. It get kind of, especially on a hot day, you know, it got hard, so to speak. The sweat got a little bit hard until you take a shower. So that's yes, a chatzitza. The Bartanur explains in the source two, Paraktes Meshabez, Galdei Toshal Bosaro, Nishinis Yabsho Venasagli. It kind of dried up and it became like a coating, a crust. Okay. However, that's only Galdei Toshal Bosaro. However, the Mishnah Gimel, again, it says Elish Ein Chotzin, so Mishnah says Lichluche Toshal Bosaro. Lichluche Toshal, which is when it's, you know, it's still wet, it's regular sweat. So that's not a problem. And the Bach explains in our Siman Kuf Tzadik Ches, okay, and the reason is because of the accessibility of the water. L'chluchay Tzoha, quotes the Mishnah, L'chluchay Tzoha k'she'enu yovish, ala ba'od olach, alich dovek amsor, enu chotzit, it's the Eilei Be'maya. Because when you just have sweat on your hands, okay, again, you know, you can picture in the olden days before there was air conditioning in the mikveh, the woman came in the summertime, she walked in the mikveh, she came inside, so she was schwitzing. Okay, and then she was sweating. But you're allowed to go in the mikveh at that point because the sweat is liquidy and water will alibe mayo. Ava kushanasa yovish kiglid, but when the sweat dries up, it caked over a little bit, okay, or shal piyamaka lo alibe mayo bechoti. Then it's a chatzitzi. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch here in Sifyut Beis. We're up to so it's five, Sifyut Beis. L'chluchay tzor shal avos ha-mach mazeya einam chotitzim. But niglid kiglid is chotitz. Good. Okay. The Shura Tara just adds in the Shura Tara in Chav Zayin, Nigla Kiglid Chotz Bish Kashay Zeya Merubal Psor Misyabe Shonad, when you have a lot of sweat on your body. Okay, a little bit of sweat kind of just dries up, you know, it disappears. You have a lot of sweat, you're so wet and so on, then it dries up, then it becomes a glue. Okay, next is something else. The Mishnah says, again, Aleph was Eloh Chotz Adam, so Mishnah basically mentioned among the Chatzitzas called Malmulin. Malmulin, which means like beads, okay, beads of sweat or beads of other material, okay. And the Bartanur explains in 8, Paraktes Meshavayz, Hamamulin, Keshe Yodav Shalom Melchachos Betit O Bebotzek O Betzeo, Umolo Yoda Achas Al Chamerto, Nas Al Yodav Kimin Gargirim Shal Sa'orim. Little droplets, if you have gook on your hand, you kind of rub your hands together, so the rubbing of the hands together, whether it's sweat that's caked over or dough or something like that, become these little beads, little droplets on them, but they're hard. Okay, so it's sweat or other types of dirt that are hard, and you rub them together. So the Mishnah says that's a chatzitza. Tiferes Yisrael in Osheya, that Mishnah, Parak Tes Mishnah, basically quotes a little karte zeya, like little beads of sweat. You have an expression in English, beads of sweat. Right, beads of sweat. So Shulchan Aruch Pasnas, if you give them milvun shalabos or chotitzin, that is a chatzitza because it's harder. Okay, it has some amushes to it. And the Taz explains in Sifkot and Tezayin 11. It's not so much that it's on the hand. When you rub your hands together, so it could fall off and get onto a different part of the body. Okay, that's how the Shach also says. If you got your so it gets onto other parts of the body, those little, you know, hardened pieces of dough or dirt or whatever it is, when you rub your hands together, it becomes like little balls, little beads, and it lands in a different part of the body. That's going to be a chatzitza. Okay, so that is a sif yud gimel. Okay, again, that's one of the reasons we bathe and we remove all this stuff. That's one of the purposes. The next case is some type of mud or other type of dirt. So here again, Karates Mishnah Beis after Mishalav Elochot Zvadav Mishnah Beis Tita a Yovan, the Tita Yotzim gets a Yovani. Okay, different types of dirt. And the Mishnah describes Eze Tita Yovan and Tita Boros, dirt from a pit, mud basically. They become Tita is like a muddy, kind of liquidy, kind of solid mud. Okay. All right, Shehenemar, put a plus by Lemmy Borsh, Shalom, Tita Hayovan. Okay, fine. Tita Yotzrin is the things that people make things with. I guess clay would be an example. Okay, clay. Tita Yotzrin. Yoshua Yotzrin, Tabisha Yotzrin, Tabisha Marmarka. Okay. Get Hayovani, Elo Yisus Rachin, Tolom, Hemelo, Matbilan, Osan, Shar, Kola, Tit, Matbilan, Bo, Kishula. These different types of dirt, okay, and the Shulchan Aruch says these things are considered a chatzitza, okay. But ushar kolatim, just these particular types of dirt. But others, as long as these apparently are a problem, even if they're still liquidy, it's a problem. Mud or clay, even if it's still liquidy, it's a problem. But all other types of this type of dirt, the Mishnah concludes matbilin bo kishulach. Okay, the Bartanur explains. Shamariko, Marako, Tita Shori, Beloven, Beitza, that's like paste. Okay, some type of paste. And others say that it's some type of makeup, which he says is not the, okay, that's what others say. Mariko, that's not Tamuke, and Ashim, all right, but it's more like paste, all right, which is usually done, as he says, Lasakenbos, Akleshanistiku, to fix a crack. That's a paste, or glue of some sort. Okay, you say this, Adrochen, is teaching Mismach, and the Hill of Bani Adam. Okay, kind of dirt when you walk, you kick up dirt. So these are just defining what these things are. She ain't told him how about the tip kaze. Okay, and you wouldn't go into such a body of water. But I'm doing also how about so. Okay, that's it. Just explains what these different examples are. The Rambam Paskins, Hilchos Mikvos Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. All right. Apparently, these things are always chotzitz. Like a simple reading of the mission. Okay, these particular types of dirt and mud and so on and so forth. Titayavan, Titayotin, Tichol Drochem. I feel stuff that's always there, dirt that's always on the street when you walk. In those days, it wasn't paved. So, like in the Old West, it kicks up, I don't know what you call dust, I guess. Dust kicks up, but not stomp dust, but like you picture in an old town in the West, you walk on a street, it kicks up dust. That's what it's talking about. So these things, kol elu chotzin, but shar chotzin, shulach eno chotzin, shenu chamayim, kishuyobesh chotzin. That's the Rambam. The Smag also brings like that, the essence of reish memches. Okay, these are chotzin. All other type of teeth is only a problem when it's dry. Okay, that's the Rambam and the Smag. The tour, otherwise, the other type of dirt is only a problem when it's dry, not when it's wet. The tour doesn't say that though. The tour in 17 here in some Kut Sarichez says these types of things: tita boros, tita yotzim, tita drachim. He may need welcome us and innovation chotzim. Avoshar tita nafilu yovesh and chotzim. He says no. These things are a problem when they're dry, and other things are not a problem at all. So they're not a problem at all, even when they're dry, because there's nothing to them. That's how the tour seems to learn. These things are a problem when they're dry. Everything else is not a problem at all. All right. And the Rokeach, Hilchos Mikvah Tzila V'Chatzitza Simin Shin Ayin Zayin, when he talks about the other ones, he said it depends. You see the Machlokes? The Rambam and the Smag say other types of teeth are not a problem when they're wet, but they're a problem when they're dry. The Torah seems to say that even when they're dry, the other ones are not a problem. The Rokeach, that's how he quotes. And the Rokeach is going to say, well, the other types of teeth, it's going to be a question of whether they're with your makbid or not. That's how the Rekach says it, and that's how the Mordechai also says it. He says that if you're makbid, so then it's a problem, if not by the other types of teeth, other than the ones identified in the Mishnah. Okay, now the truth is, according to the Rambam on the Smag, it appears that even if you're makbid, the other types of teeth are not a problem. They're simply not chotzitz if they're wet. Okay, so that's a bit of a machlokas of the Rishonim over here. It has ramifications as well, as we discussed already a little bit yesterday. Rehilchos to Tilis Yadayim. So if we look at Or Chaim Sim Kuf Samach Aleph Sif Aleph, it says regarding Tilis Yadayim, Tzorach Lizar Mechatzitza, Shekol Dover Shechotzitz Betzvila Chotzitz Minatila. Right, same problem. Kigon, Tzorach Shetachit Zipporin, but say all these different things. But and it mentions, look what it says, titayavan or titayotri. Okay, this type of mud or this type of clay. He says, abo b'miyuto shena makbin enolachus. So the shomarach there makes it depend on it makes it depend upon on whether you're makbin or not. Okay, now there are more rights. We call mokol no, and the guy I teach it talks about fingernails. We talk about later. Okay. And he says, "After Shnor Lachka b'Chatzitza l'Nitila," the Ramah adds, "No, that's the Bir Halacha. If you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, Silkuv Samach Aleph, there 21, Dir Masal Makbid, the Bir Halacha also Mishnah Berurah says that according to the Rambam, something lach will allow water in. Okay, the Mordechai says about with your Makbid. So that's the question. That was the Machlokas we just saw." That's the question of whether makbid or not. Anyway, when it comes to Tilis Yadayim, even if you're, well, we make it like the Rambam, but as long as water can get in, Yesh L'Hachla Kedas HaRambam. That's how the Bir Halacha says over there. Getting back to our din, so the Shulchan Aruch says here, and back in some Kuf Tzadik Ches Tzif Yudalid, he paskins titayoman v'titayotzim v'titrochan v'tim tshuntamid. Again, this type of a mud or clay or dust from the road and so on, it's always around. I feel like it's a call elu chotetin. That's how the Shulchan Aruch passes. These are considered a chatzitza. Ushar kolatim kishulach and a chotesh kishumam sharenimach mayim. Shiyomish chotetz, like the Rambam and the Smag. Okay, but the Rambam says, "Umiyam himakpedes." I feel the Rambam chotetz, which is like the Rokeh and the Mordechai. Okay, so that's the two dinim in the Shulchan Aruch. Again, when it comes to Tilis Yadayim, we can make it. Shulchan Aruch says, but. I mean, whatever would agree to. So our more is, even if it's locked, it could be chotzeitz if you're makbid on it. That's the point. So again, to clarify, Shulchan Aruch says these types of teeth that are mentioned in the Mishnah are always chotzeitz, and other things are chotzeitz only if they're dry. Okay, but if they're locked, they're not chotzeitz. And there are more adds, even locked, they could be chatzitza if you're makbid on them. Okay? The Bach throws in 23. The Bach throws in the Osir Dalad, Tita Boris, he quotes this machlokas, okay, with dry and wet and so on, and the difference between the two types of things. And he points out the Tur holds one way and the Rambam holds the other way. Okay, that according to the Tur, Shar Titan Afilu Yovesh, Eno Chotzitz, other type of things are not a chatzitz, even if they're dry, they can be ignored altogether. That's what the Tur says. But we saw this before. But the Rambam, the Rambam, Pirish Ibcha, the source of the Chotzin Afilu Shalach and the Shartim Lach and the Chotzin Yibeshim Chotzin. But according to the Rambam, no, other types of tit is still a problem when they're dry. And the Bach says, yeah, if it's tight in Nira, Afilu Enamak Penis Chotit, Afilu Lachotit, Enon Afilu Lachotit, Enon Bekin, Mene Titim, Mishel Atonim. He says, we don't know the difference in this type of dirt and that type of dirt and so on. So the Bach wants to be Machner. When it comes to all these teeth, and he can make a mistake. So therefore, if somebody, even if somebody's not makbid, we're going to be makbid. That's how the Bach comes out. Aruch HaShulchan notes something else. Aruch HaShulchan is in Sif Mem Aleph over here. He says, one part of the problem is, even if you have some of this dirt on you and you wash it off, but sometimes, there's little particles left even after you wash, especially if you wash them thoroughly. The person has teeth on them, even once it's off, there still could be something remaining, unless you really scrub it. Water itself won't get it off. Sometimes just sticking your hand in the water won't get that stuff off. You really have to scrub it. And most people aren't makbid on this, he says. But if a person is makbid, then it would be an issue. Again, we obviate this problem by requiring the woman to bathe and so on and so forth, and it gets rid of all this stuff. Okay, next issue is going to be dried blood or other things. Tosefta says in Repose, Perek Vav, Halacha Hey, 25, Adam, Hadyo, Hadvash, Rachel, Vesraf Hatut, we saw this with Sraf Hatena, Sraf Hashikma, Sraf Harvivation, Chotitzin, Lach, and Ein Chotitzin. Blood and ink. Okay, this is, by the way, not so strange. People with pens, sometimes the pen leaked, they have the ink stains in their hand and so on. Okay, so blood, ink, honey, milk, not milk, fat, I'm sorry. Okay, Usraf Hatut, that's a sap. From a strawberry, shrafatena from a fig, shrafashikma, sycamore, shrafachor, a character, yavashin, chotzin, lacha, and chotzin, ushar kalasrofin, all other type of sap, bein lacha, bein yavashin, arad of chotzin, sharein shosraf, lifuke peris. Other types of things are always chotzin. That's how the Tosefta learned. Perek Vav, halacha hey, and we looked at 26, that's how the Rambam paskin as well, in Perek Beis, we looked at Mikvos, halacha beis. Advash, Radio, etc., etc. If they yavish, their chotzitzin, it's lach not, and all kind of, all other types of shraf, all other types of sap, bein lach and bein yavish and chotzitzin. Okay? The smag adds a caveat. Okay? Just explaining why that's true. And why is that true? But why should other saps, be more machmer? It's always considered to be chatzitzin. Okay, so the Smag explains in essence in Reish Mem Ches, he quotes a Tosefta, and he says, "Pirish with derech." Look at the last words, the name of the Urain, the derech b'nei other lahakpid aleihem. Other things are people are more makpid. Apparently, these things were more common, or they wouldn't care as much. So you're not makpid, but other types of sap, people are more makpid, and that's why we say that no matter what, it's going to be a chatzitza. Okay, the tour here by us in some Kut Sariches. The Torah says that the other saps are all, he disagrees, that the other saps are not a problem either if they're wet. L'chora nire, look right at the second line, 28, the sraf shari lanos apil yavashin in a chotzitzin. I'm sorry, even if they're dry, they're not chotzitzin. The Torah says the opposite. Okay, the Torah says that the rest of the saps are not a problem at all. And the Rambam calls the fil lachin chotzitzin. The Rambam holds the other way. So that's it's a machlokas. Machokas. The Rambam learns in the simple reading of the Tosefta is that dvash and jod, all these types of things, are a problem when they're dry and not when they're wet, and everything else is a problem no matter what. That's the Rambam. And the Tor says no. He says even the other ones, again, they're a problem when they're. Everyone agrees the other things are a problem when they're wet and not when they're. I'm sorry, a problem when they're dry and not when they're wet. Whereas Sraf Shari Lanos are not a problem at all. So it's a question of which way do you go. Either way, the strawberry and the figs, that's kind of in the middle. That's a problem when it's dry, but not a problem when it's wet. Another question is, what about other types of Sraf? So the Torah says, other things are not a problem at all. The Rambam and the Smag, no, other things are a bigger problem. So that's how we paskin. So Shohar paskin like the Rambam, Siftes Vav here. Until Kuf Sarechas 29, Adjo, Achel, Advash, Adam, etc., all these things. Srafatut, Srafakur, Srafashikma, which are all different types of trees. Yveshim, Chotzin, Lachim, Eno Chotzin, Mushar Chotzin, Afil Lachim Chotzin, like the Rabbah. Okay, like the Rabbah. Yeah. The Shach points out in 30, the Shach adds that here too, okay, so got in your test. Is here too, if she's makbid, then they're chotzitz even if they're lach. Koi gama sishach reze, which we'll have to see what it says. But the point is, if she's makbid on these things, then they're chotzitz even when they're wet. Okay, if she's makbid on them. And the Sidur Tara is not so, Sidur Tara in Shor Shurit or Sukkot Melamed Aleph says again, like we saw in the Smug, because Derek Medad al Hakbid Aleph, other things are more makbid on. Okay. At the end of the day, and that's what we tend to follow in our time, the Chachma Sodom writes, 32, Shar Beis Hanashim Kal Put Yud Tez, Sif Yud, Kol Mine Sram Lididan She'ein Ono Bekein Chotz Nafil Lach. We're Machmer, we don't know which type of sap is from this tree and that tree and so on and so forth. Aval Dio Vachil of Advash Omei Peris Lachem Enam Chotzim Eveshim Chotzim. So he says the other things are Chotzim even if they're Lach. Okay, again, like the Shulchan said. And the other things like ink and so on and so forth, they're not chotzitz if it's dry, they're not chotzitz if it's wet, but if they're dry, it is chotzitz. Okay? Unless, as we said before, if you're makbanot, if you're makbanot, that takes care of that. We'll get back to ink and other things momentarily. What about blood? One of the things mentioned here was dam. So here the Gemara says as follows in Menachos, Chaf Aleph Menachos 33. Amar Gil Amar Zehiri, dam ben lach ben yovesh chotzitz. The Gemara says, the Amar of Gil says the name of Zehiri, dam ben lach ben yovesh chotzitz. Rashi explains 34, chotzitz lin tvila. So Gemara asks right away, how can it be? Meisve, our Tosefta. Adam had Yovah Tash Kalim Yesh Chotzitz Lachan Ein Chotzitz. How can Rav Gittel say Bein Lach Bein Yovish Chotzitz when the Tosefta says no? It's only a problem when it's dry, and not when it's. The answer is Lokasha Hod is Sore Hod Lo Sore, and that's where the fun starts with blood, and this is not unusual. Especially, let's say sometimes you have a cut, sometimes you have fingernails, you have blood that's caked around, and so on. So it's important to discuss the status of blood. So what is Hod is Sore? Tzarech means it's sticky. Okay, it's hardened. It's started to harden. It's not completely. It's congealed a little bit. It's not a separate thing. It's not a scab, but that's what tzarech means. Rashi says tzarech 34. This is Menachos Chaf Aleph Menachos tzarech. Shemaster lisyabech ledavek tzas. It already stuck to the skin a little bit because it is it is congealing over. It is sticky. Okay, but lo tzarech kishetolim bo etzva nimshach ba'olei chut mimeno. Okay. If you just can stop it and so on, then put your finger on it, goes away, it rubs right away, then that's liquidy, then it's not a problem. All right. So, but if it started to get sticky, it's still a little wet. Okay. It's not congealed, but it's kind of in the middle. And that's how the Rambam passes part base, halacha base. Dam shen nisrach the basar, I feel lach, even though it's still a little bit wet, it's already a chatzitza. That's how the Rambam passes. And again, the smag agrees with the Rambam, but he asks a kasha, 36. Essen, Sun Reishman and Chers. Who has the end with Dam Shenz, my boss, I feel the Chotzit, the Tom said, fine. The Chen Kazar and Moshe, like we just saw. Amna, he raised an interesting question. He said, there was a Gemara in Zvachim. Gemara in Zvachim, Daf Lamed Hei, it talks about in the Beis HaMikdash, it brought a lot of korbanos, so a lot of blood, right? So the Gemara has an expression there in Zvachim, Lamed Hei, but Aleph. They were ankle deep in blood. Right? There was so much blood on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, and Karbanos and son of sometimes have to walk ankle deep in blood. So we're asked, isn't that a chatzitza, right? A coin can have chatzitza and so on, when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. So no, lach, have a lach, love a chatzitza. Okay, ama afibos, a lach, and a chatzitza. Okay, so he says, if it's completely liquidy, then it's not a chatzitza. All right. Now, what else I want to say from here? That's okay. The lock is not chotzitz. The Kesef Mishnah is also bothered by this problem, and that Rambam Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, because the Mishnah says. Quotes the smog, and he says, because I feel a lot of chotzitz because people are makbid on it, and so on and so forth. But he says, this is different. Because Omar, the hocha shani, the nisra chabosar, chen rosh gemara, it's nisra. And it was dam lach, shalabosar is not chotzitz. Avodam she nisra is chotzitz. That's the idea. And apparently, in the case in the gemara in Zochem, the gemara in that case is not a chotzitz because that was lach. So if it's lach, it's not chotzitz. Okay? And that's how Shochar Paskins. But if it's already sticking to the head, to the flesh, Tifteh Zayim, okay, Dam Shenisra V'Basar, Afil Lach Chotzitz. Okay? So that's the story with blood. Now we come to also an important issue, which is really the rest of the topic for today. I know I'll go through this quickly, but I want to finish this. These are pretty self-explanatory in Yonim. But now we come to an important issue. What about makeup, hair dye, stuff like that, okay? Different colorings or whatever, I don't know what else you call it, the skin color stuff and so on and so forth. Okay, that's really the starting of 39. That's the issue now. Okay, again, makeup and various types of cosmetic. That's what I was looking for. I'll talk about ink also. All right, nail polish, lipstick, other types of cosmetics. Now, the truth of the matter is, the chora, we should follow the same rules we just said about blood and other stuff. Right? Is it wet or is it dry? If it's dried over, the chora should be a chatzitza. Right? I mean, why should it be any different than anything we just discussed? Right? The blood, we said, if it's already sticking and so on and so forth, the problem. So lechora, if you have nail polish, lipstick, different types of cosmetics and all these things, lechora, if the nail polish or the hair dye is dried, and it's not liquid, then it should not going to be a problem. Okay, well, what, why not? So let's say first. Okay, I want to send a question, and then that's the issue. So take a look in the source 39, Gemara in Zohar, Tzadi Chesed Beis, Amar Rava, Pshita Li, Dam al Bigdo Chotzeitz, in Tabachu Ono Chotzeitz. I told it there, but... a different matter for Tumah, but the same thing. Let's say blood on a garment, okay? And you have to toggle that garment, all right? So again, the dam is chotzeitz. However, in tabachu, eno chotzeitz, the guy's a butcher, right? And I don't mean a butcher like nowadays works behind the counter and gives you prepackaged meat. I'm talking about the guy who's the katsa, the guy who's cutting up and chopping meat, okay, off the animal and so on, the old style butcher. So there's blood all the time. All right, so look at Rashi. 40 Zvachim Tzadi Chesed Beit. Chotzeitz, and it's feel a bit beged shenitma. The case there is the beged became tomei, and his blood spots on the beged, so that's considered to be a chatzitza. But if a guy is a tabach, and you're talking about his apron that the butcher wears, butcher apron, okay, and his blood, well, of course the blood stains on it. You ever walk in the butcher shop that doesn't have that? Of course, that guy works in a slaughterhouse, works in butchers, and he blood stains all over his clothes. He's not makbid at all. So therefore, it says Rashi in Second Rashi in 40, in Tabachu sheno makbid adam shal biyado, then in a chotzeitz the chatzitza bekameda talia, right? I mean, it depends on your makbid or not. So the guy's a butcher. If I had a white shirt and I had blood spots all over the place, I don't seem to have any now, but if I had blood spots, I would say I would be makbid not to wear that shirt. Okay, but the butcher is obviously not makbid, right? Similarly, says the Gemara, Ravav is a type of grease. Okay, grease. Fat. Look in Rashi 40. Rav kol davar hanito, anything which melts, kagon shuman v'chelev or shavi or wax. Okay, you have wax stains or whatever, this type of stuff on your garment. That's a chatzitza for that garment, not to be toggled. But v'mocher ravavu, but he's in the business and that's what he wears. Okay, he's in the grease business, or I tell you, the guy's a mechanic or whatever, got oil, these type of things. Then ain't a chatzitza. Okay. So by Rava asks, what if he has both dam uravav abugaramahu? So in tabachu, if the guy's a butcher, okay, well then you know he's makbid on other stuff. He's okay with blood, but he doesn't want other things on him. He doesn't want this grease and other stuff on him. He mocha ravavu timo shum dam. No, lo tzricha the avid havaha. The guy does deals with both things. So do we say achada lo kapid atarta kapid? The guy's not makbid on one type of thing, but other two things he would be makbid on. No, it doesn't matter. Okay, the Gemara leaves that as a taker. All right, that's the case in the Gemara with stains and stuff like that. Okay, now, in connection with this, the Rosh writes the following. All right, the Rosh writes, and he quotes this Gemara in Zohar. The Rosh is in Hilchos Mikvos in Chav Zayin, 41. This is our issue. Benoshim Hatzovos Atzmon. Women who, you know, who color themselves, they put dye or makeup on. Okay, says the Rosh, Nira she'eno chotzeitz ki hu noy lahem. It's done to look attractive, right? The women put on makeup so they may look more attractive. The einon makpidos, other rabbi, they're not makpid on other rabbi. Ela asub is coming. They put it on purpose, right? You're not going to say, oh, who's makpid? Well, it's not makpid. Other rabbi, she puts lipstick or cosmetics or eyeshadow, whatever, on purpose. And then the Rosh also writes, "Ode she'ain bo mamash elachazus abalm." There's nothing to it. There's no mamashes to it. It's just appearance. You hear the Rosh? Okay. They're not makbid, and also there's nothing really there. There's no mamashes. It's not a problem. Okay. That's what the Rosh writes. And then he writes, "Bechol isha she'um nosel itzvah." A woman whose job it is to color things. She dyes people's hair or whatever. Came to the doctor, okay, and I'm like, but it's like the Gemara, and that's the Gemara in Zohar. We just saw that the butcher, or the guy who deals with grease, doesn't care about these things. But that's the Rosh. Okay, in a similar vein, the Rosh Boa, in the Bayis Ha'aruch, okay, so that's two, the Rosh says two important things here. I don't want to stress that. Of course, there's two important things here. Okay, one, I'm in a rush. Okay, in 41. One, it's not a problem because it's noy. It's put on for decorative purposes. So it's not makbid on the makeup of lipstick. She wants it. That's what she put on in the first place. And two, there's no mamashes to it. Okay? Now, the Rashba in the Bayis HaOruch, Bayis Zayin Shar Zayin, writes, Noshim Shetzov Hidein L'Noi, Mistabra She'en HaChotze, D'Noi L'Hem Be'en HaMakbid HaSir, and Ad Rabba wrote his Hain B'Kiyumo, same thing like the Rashid. She wants it to stay on. That's what she put on in the first place. For Oh, D'Leka L'Chazus HaBalmo, just an appearance, something you see, but it's not, there's no mamashes to it. Okay? And then he writes, and therefore, and it's on mute at the bottom. So he writes, "Klal gola amar umiuto she'enu makbid olam enu chotzes." V'lo kol dov shemakbid olam zechotzes. V'lo adam ela kol echav echal bimashu adam. We saw this already. The Rashba says it may depend on who the person is, whether they're makbid or not. All right, but at the end, in the Bayis HaKotzer, same place, Bayis Zayin Shar Zayin, he writes in 43, I think a little more clearly on our issue. Tzvoim shayde anoshim osha aser. Mentioned on the hair dye. They're not makbid, they want to dye the hair. They don't want the hair to look gray or whatever, whatever color she wants to go, blonde or brunette, whatever. Okay. She doesn't want it to come off. She always put it on more, much more. Even though, remember we said that we pass kind of like the gonad. Remember, we had that machlokes. Does the hair count as a separate entity or not, and so on? Rashi seemed to say that it was a Rashi like the Rambam. It's a separate entity. We pass kind of like. It's not a separate entity. We pass kind of like the gonim, right? The guy was the gonim, right? The gonim said against the Rambam. The gonim said that the hair is counted separately, right? I think that's, I forgot who said what. I think the Gonim said there is counted separately. Now, the hair dye, obviously, hair coloring obviously causes all your hair, okay, even though it may not be the whole body, but the chor, that should be a chatzitza, okay? It's afal pish, it says that posha b'chol atzar. The rubah, which ain't a makbid of chotzev. If it's rove, I don't care whether she's makbid or not. Too bad. She's not makbid, she wants this, but it's in terms of counting the hair as a separate entity, okay? But he says, there's still room to be made here, the Rashba was going to say. Khan, Makpedes, okay, Verotze Leos, Areza Ki'ilu Humi Gupo Shoseh. Okay, basically, the Rashba is saying that even though, I mean, you could argue, you know, the Rashba and the Rosh are basically saying that makeup, hair dye, cosmetic, stuff like that, are taka not chatzitza, even if they're dry. The question is, why not? Why should it be different? Okay, why, you know, so he has a couple of different studies. So first of all, you could argue very simply that anything which is put on the body to beautify the body, called the noi, anything which is of hana, to make the body beautiful, that's considered part of the body. Okay, and that's better than saying she's not makbid. And that's what both the Rashba and the Rosh just said, right? Not just he's not makbid. Like the Rosh says, the Rashba says, Adarabah, she adds more. It's better than not being makbid. Okay? Just say she's not makbid, the halach, you know, because again, the halach is, if it's on row, then Dover Sheno makbid won't help. Doesn't help. But, and that would mean that any hair dye would be a problem. The Rashba says it's still not a problem because he's giving a broader thing here. It's not just that you're not makbid. Not makbid, unfortunately, doesn't help if it's row. But here it's more than not makbid. I want it, not neutral. I'm in the plus column. I want it. So that's okay, even if it's on row. That's the one thing that Rashba is saying. Okay? And it becomes like a part of the body. Okay? It becomes like a part of the garment. He says we have a riot and they would toggle the parochas. Okay. Oh, then he says something else, Rashba.
Heavy.
Yeah.
So would that be even less than what the Rama calls something that's not chotzeitz?
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. It becomes like part of the body. It's not, and therefore, makbid doesn't matter. I'm sorry, well, makbid, not makbid, roe doesn't matter. Even if you hold like those who say that the hair is considered a separate entity, but it doesn't matter because it here it's less than a chotzeitz. Yeah, I think so. It's less than I think. But then he gives a second point. We're owed, the Rashba writes, the second line of the next page. We're owed. The second thing the Rashba says is there's no substance to it. There's no mamashos. Okay? Something which can only be seen, as a right from the Gemara, something can only be seen and not felt doesn't count. Okay, that's the second thing. There's really two tzadim lahaka over here. She'ein mamashos shel tzeva. All right, so in Marshall 7, he has a riot to that. Okay, so Rashba gives these two reasons. All right, the only question is now, do you need both? Is Rashba being makel because both those things apply to cosmetics? Now, what if you have something which is Lenoy, but it does have Marshalls to it? No, is it? You hear what I'm saying? Is Rashba saying you need kind of both? What if you have something that's annoying? It is to beautify the body, but it does have, I guess, certain types of makeup do have mamashes to it. Especially an older woman and so on and so forth wants the face to look younger. So, you know, they put on type of makeup that is real mamashes to it. Okay? Or the other way around. Okay? What if it has no mamashes, but it's not annoying? Let's say, like, go back to an ink stain. No, the pen broke or whatever, so you got ink on it. So that's not Lenoy, but it's also no mamoshes, just appearance. So that's the question. Okay, not clear. Okay, from the Rashba, it would appear, because the way he said it, would appear that the Iker is that it's Lenoy. And then he said, but oh, another thing, shame mamoshes and seva. Sounds like that's a secondary reason. Okay, just adds another reason, but the main reason is the Lenoy. Okay, so there's a Chuvas HaRambam. Look at the Chuvas HaRambam now. I printed the wrong Shayla. It was one of his Chuvas that had numerous Shayla. So ignore the first three lines of source 44. The main thing, the question was, I'll read you the words, guy. I wrote it in. Ha'isha shetzavi adea bitzvayim shanashim osos. Uvala nidasutari. Okay. Vyadea tzvos. Ichashazul chatzitza lamona hatviola. Okay, that's the case. I printed the wrong thing. But the Chuvas is the right thing. Hatzvayim hamishanim geven ha'or levad. The Rambam, the way he presents it, we can medayik and a chuvas a Rambam. I don't know if we're always medayik and a chuvas a Rambam. They say we're medayik and a Rambam in the Mishnah Torah. And there's a chuvas a Rambam in the Mishnah Lamentes. But he does seem to say both. Okay, it beautifies the skin, right? And it has no mamashes to it. So the Rambam may be saying you need both reasons. I don't know. I can't prove it. But then, again. From the simple reading of that Rambam, that's what it looks like. Okay, the various colors that change the appearance of the skin. Okay, they don't need mamashes. So it looks like the Rambam is requiring both things. Okay. Now the Meiri writes on that Mishnah in Mikvos, Perek Tes of Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Shana, it's 45. He seems to say one answer is enough. Okay, Lenoy who he says Hoel second line. Hoel Lenoihu Ainan Makpidos and Adab wrote to a human. Then if a culture came in ain't some mamoshas. Right? Shainu Elamara Levad. The culture came, but really the first reason alone would suffice according to him. So that's the Meiri. Now the Torah simply makes a blanket statement by us here in some Kuf Tzarichas. The Torah says in 46, Tseva Shetzova Zashal Plan Bisarosh Aino Chotzitz. And likewise, Mishul Noso Tseva Yorosu Aino Chotzitz. Okay, and then the Torah simply says it's not a chatzitza. All right, the Bach explains in Tessayin, why is this any different than the case we had with the blue powder and so on? Why is it any different? Okay, he said, "Velo dami lechol shakutz la'ayin dechotek." The shine hasn't become amoshes because there it has amoshes to it. Now that may also be done for beautification purposes, but it has amoshes. But what comes out is that the Bach seems to say you're going to need both. The fact that from the case of the Tchol, he says we learn that the fact that it's Lenoy is not enough. Because the eye shadow, whatever that's called, the eye powder, is Lenoy, but yet we assume that it's a problem because it has mamoshes, says the Bach. Okay? And therefore, you know... It sounds like he's requiring both reasons. That's what I'm pointing out. Okay. The Prisha also says, in Sukkot Nirches, Okay. He also says that the coal has mamashos and the tseva, this dye doesn't. All right. But again, he says at the end, okay, he says it's a different thing. If it doesn't, you know, how did the coal came out of the eye and got on the face? It wasn't put on for decorative. It was put on in her eye for some sort of decorative. But where it was found, chutz l'ayin, is because it, what do we call it? The makeup runs. Okay, it ran a little bit. So Mamela, that's what he says. It got on her face, so that's not Lenoi. The precious machmer that would be in the mashmer, that would be Lenoi, we okay, even with the coal. So again, that's a machok with the shonim, and maybe machok with the bach and the precious, whether you need both things or just one. Now it's interesting because the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Let's take a look at Sif Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin. Tseva, shetzovos anoshim alpneim b'yadein b'sarosham eno chotzitz. Good. B'chein v'shahu tzavo, tzavo, like a guy who's in a dying business. Okay, he's a dyer. My brother-in-law, Eretz Yisrael, is one of the people who's involved in the Tchilas. So he wrote a very interesting book, which I recommend you read. I don't get any royalties, but it's called The Rarest Blue. It's a very wonderful book about Tchilas, and it reads like a novel. You know, it's come out of technical, it has some technical stuff. Anyway, so... So he wrote about it. I remember he had to go originally. The chalazon, what they assume is the chalazon, this Murex trunculus, is off the coast of Eretz Yisrael, but it's a protected species by the Israeli equivalent to the, I don't know, the ASPCA or whatever it is, you know, protected wildlife. So there, but there are places in Europe where they eat these things as delicacies. We can't eat it. But so anyway, so they made a deal. But anyway, he was talking about it one time. One time he was in Greece, and he was going to a place looking for a certain, driving through these sleepy towns on the coast of Greece, you know. And he was looking for some place where the fishermen were trapping these snails. And so he found a place. So he went to the local hardware store. I mean, he doesn't speak much Greek, and the guy didn't speak much English. You know, and he asked for like some kind of a hammer or something, you know, some kind of material. He can, after he gets the what you call it, after he gets the snails, he can crack open the thing and take out the gland that has the that produces the trellis color. Anyway, so he's in a hardware store, and the combination of three different things. He asked, like, what was it? So he said, "What you do?" And I asked him, "What are you doing this for?" So he says, "Oh, I die." And the guy looked at him like he thought maybe this is some kind of a gruesome suicide. He's going to kill himself. But he explained to the guy that the D-Y-E, the guy just looked at him. So, you know, it's like, whatever, language barrier. But anyway, a dyer, they call it tzavo in Hebrew. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yechen mishun tzavo, the yod of tzuos, enochote, it's good. And the Ramah adds, v'chein mishu umnasal yoshochet or katzov, a slaughterer, a shochet, a butcher, and the other tamen uchavad, he got blood on his hands all the time, and a chotzes, sherol b'neum nezu, and a makridim. Now, what implies from that Ramah is that if it's not your umnas, then you would be makrid, and it would be chotzes. The question is that why is that any different than what we read before? In other words, in the same halacha, Let's take one thing at a time. Bottom line is the mechaber. Keep that in the back of your head for a second. We'll finish up shortly. Keep that in the back of your head. Bottom line is the mechaber paskins like the Rashba, right? That like this Rashba, that the colors and dyes and whatever else, cosmetics are not a problem. Okay, as a matter of fact, let's just skip ahead for a second to 652. The Bir Hagro, Tzvikot Nirchez. There's a raya from the Gemara about the, I mentioned before, from the Gemara about the parochas. Okay, the Gemara says that Kohanim used to be tovel the parochas, became tummy. And the fact of the matter is, what do you mean? It's, you know, it's dyed, it's different colors and so on and so forth. Okay, so the trelis and gum and everything else. So it shows that it's not a problem. Okay, but anyway, getting back to the Shulchan Aruch. So first of all, just another side point, the Taz. Cut in Zion 50, where it talks about a situation in Ishanoga Biyoro or Bukdero, when it's Pachma, okay, soot, you know, for black smoke. You know, if you put your head by a fire, You've done that, right? The fires, your face becomes blackened like by a chimney. Okay, so you have soot. All right, so that's what the Taz is talking about over here. Well, once you got soot, so she wouldn't have to do another tefillah, because that's just lichluch. Okay, now that seems to say, if you understand that way, because that can wash right off. It's not a problem. That's what he writes at the end. Okay, the Hassan, Marshal Jochel, to the Mashkani, but Marish Shkarchur is there, this black soot, is only lichluch. Now that sounds like one thing is enough. There's no mamashas. Obviously, the soot wasn't put on Linoi, right? So that's what he seems to be saying from there. Anyway, the Talmud seems to say only one thing is necessary. Again, it's the same machlokas. All right. And the Shach kind of writes both things again. He says, "Well, oh, right." He says, "Okay." Anyway, what I want to bring out is what the Sidri Torah talks about again, where they have two reasons and what the interaction of Sidri Torah is and Shiur Torah, some Kuf Tzari Cheres Bahas, got the Lamed Gimel. Yeah, I'm not going to read it inside now because the hour is late, but I wanted to say the following. Okay. So at the end of the day, based on these two reasons, right, there are Shmuel Paskins, a lot, that the dye, cosmetics, and so on are not a problem. And the Mechaber quotes it, good. Okay, and the Gua has a raya from it, wonderful. But at the same thing, at the same time, at the same halacha, the Ramah says that if a person is a painter or is a dyer or whatever else, so then he's not makbid, okay? And but the implication of that is that if he doesn't work with dyes and paints, then he is makbid. So again, the Sidri Torah and other Rachonim point out that this is the stira. Because, if the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rashba, then makeup's not a problem, okay? Well, according to Rashba's second reason, that there's no mamashas, then paint is also not a problem, whether you're in the business or not. You hear the stira. Not exactly a stira, but the implication, okay, of this Rashba is that we're only makeup with paint and blood and stuff like that. If you're in that line of work and you're not makeup on it, but according to Rashba's second reason, okay, there's no mamash. There's no mamashes here either. So based on this, there's someone suggests that then a hanami, the mechaber is passing the rashba. You have to have both reasons in place. It has to be not no mamashes, and also that it's done lenoi. Okay. Others suggest that it may depend upon how much paint and how much stuff we're talking about. At a certain point, there is mamashes. At a certain point, there is mamashes. There's so much paint that it is noticeable, or there's so much dye, and the same thing would then possibly be true about makeup. Okay, so the nafkamina would be, so let's say somebody has, like I've said before, some non-cosmetic dye ink, and it's only very little. So according to some, you know, that the Rashba is, that works, and the Mechaber's make on that. So but he said that if you hold, like we said before, that the Mechaber is possibly need both reasons, then they would not, then the ink sale would be a problem. Okay? Now then, according to the second case, it's not a problem. Again, you have, sometimes a woman has ink or put on iodine or something like that to clean up something. So that would be an issue. That would be a machlokas. According to one approach, that would be a problem because it's not Lenoi. According to the wooden. So how do we pass in Lamaisa? Okay, so Lamaisa, we say you should try and get everything off as much as you possibly can. Shas and Chak, if there's an ink stain, sometimes ink stains are awfully hard to get off. Okay, especially your pen broke or you're writing something and you're going to get on the back of your hand. I mean, you can scrub and scrub and scrub and scrub. And sometimes it just takes multiple days to get off. We've all probably had that experience. Ink don't use pens as much anymore today, but, you know, but okay, so that would be the effort we would allow it. But when it comes to cosmetics, makeup, and modern day stuff like that, as we'll see in a moment, that we will make women take off. That we do require them to take off. Let's just finish up with the children that I have here. Okay, two children are Moshe Feinstein. One is, yeah.
Why does it have to be such a shas ad chak? Like, there's no mamashas, there's no chatzitza. If she's
right, the question is that enough? But if you hold the Rashba was only mako because you had two things: A, there's no mamashas, and B, has to be lenoi, so there's not lenoi. That's good for the question. But that goes back to our question.
I thought Rebbe was saying that that's what the Bach said, but that's not shas
ad chak. So in a harami, you're right. I mean,
the fact that there's no mamashas, who would disagree that that alone by itself works? By itself, that works. There's nothing there. It's like saying that, oh, we rely on Balua Bedieved. There's no Balua Bedieved. That's just that's the Tagdara. There's nothing there.
No, but the way the way that the, what else we say, the way the Rambam, for example, that Shuvah back in 44, you know, it sounds like you need both things. And there are some who hold like that. So we'll try. A sense of chak is probably too strong a term. To try to get it off. I'll withdraw a little bit. I mean, shasat chak mamet. Means you should do our best to get it off. If you can't, then it's okay. All right? I'll put it that way. Rather than call it a shasat chak. Okay? Now, Rav Moshe writes in Chelek Bey, in the Tshuva and Aruch Chaim, he's talking Til Sedayim. All right? And if you feel what you're saying, maybe. So let's take a look at 54. The Tshuva Sikus Moshe Aruch Chaim Chelek Bey in Kufyot. Okay? With Var Dyo, Imu Chatzitz Notil Sedayim. Okay? So he says, okay, we pass in the number of and chotis. Uposhet hu she'af she'nikar eze marish chororit shcharuris av'af be'en mishu shamayim agin legufo derek adyo halah. Since it's liquid, so it gets in. Okay, and it's not a problem. And he says, certainly, second last line, rak mara adyo below be'en and chotis. Kedisa b'shach, ha'ar shach, here and there they are. Okay, and so on. So it's chazus, what you're saying. That one tom is enough. Okay, so therefore, he says that it's even though we suggest that the shach required both. Okay,
it could be that the first time by itself is not enough, but the second time by itself is just as we saw.
You could say that too, but why do we have to mention the first one at all? But the Maisa, the Moshe learns the shach that one is enough. I said the shach back in 51 seems to say both, but okay. But anyway, my bottom line is the Moshe's make with you know, with this type of ink. And the other tshuva that I quoted, Yordea Chelek Gimel Siman Samach Beis, he's talking here Bidvar Harisim. See what it says there? You know what that spells out? Eyelashes. Okay, women have eyelashes. Okay, that's what he's talking about. Okay, so there, the hair lady is where the first issue may be an issue. There's certainly mamashes with eyelashes, but it's Lanoi. Right, it's done to beautify. That's why they put it on a false eyelash or whatever. I don't know. They still do it, even. I think so. Okay, so I don't pay them any attention. What she does, you know, she has a little area where she puts on makeup, and I don't even go into that area. All right. Anyway, so Moshe says the fact that the color he says noila, right, and so therefore these afapayim or these you know eyelashes. Came into Natsanoi, but also Miskaven, Natsos. Okay? But he said the Rosh and the Rosh Bo mentioned the issue of Mamush, and just Chazusa. So maybe there's a Sufik over here. So, and he said that this is an Afkamina. This is an Afkamina in the question whether you need both conditions to be present or not. It's a question about eyelashes. Okay? Noi might not be enough. It'd have to be there's also no Mamushas. And here there is Mamushas. So this would seem to depend on our issue whether you need two reasons, both reasons or not. Okay, but then he mentions something else. Okay, at the end he says, sometimes at a certain point, the eyelashes begin to come out and they get to fall off. All right, and then you don't have the reason of noy at all. Then you have a real problem. Okay, he says that therefore a woman probably shouldn't put in eyelashes. He says at the end, you know, it's better to avoid it. Okay. Look at the end, the last couple lines. Af shaladina yesh lahatir, ha'isi omer shalotasa zeh ha'isha l'isran yipu, at this time, at least when she's going to the mikveh. Okay, what emerges is that we try to have women rule all this stuff. The last thing I wanted to print, 56, Chuba's Karen Ladovid, Karen Ladovid, all right, Arachayim Sun Mem Hei, talks about seva al tziporne yedehem, nail polish, okay? Which certainly has mamashas, okay? Certainly has mamashas. So he also says that the Karen Ladovid is a nail polish, you know, would not be, even if it has mamashas, it wouldn't be a problem because women always put on nail polish. But he says, if it begins to crack, all right? So then it's like the eyelashes. They begin no longer to serve their function, so to speak. All right, then it's taka chatzitza because they don't want it. They only want it. The nail polish one looks nice. The nail polish cracks. which what tends to happen with nail polish after a few days, whatever, I don't know how long, but after a little while, so the nail polish will develop the crack, so that would be a problem. So Lamaisa, you know, the same thing with cosmetics. Okay, well, certainly if you go into the water, now there are stronger cosmetics, but if you go into the water, it'll start to run a little bit. Okay, and it won't look so pretty. So that will take care of the noi. And sometimes, depending on the woman, they put on so much eyeliner or so much lipstick or whatever that it has mamushes, so it knock out the second reason as well. So bottom line is, we encourage all the women to remove all their makeup beforehand, the blush and all these other stuff, and the same thing with nail polish, okay, because women will be makbid on such a thing as soon as it cracks. Okay, so therefore, with all of this, whether it's done in Lahakil, Lamaisa, we educate women to remove all these items.
What would Rebbe say? Would Rebbe say that women shouldn't dye their hair? L'chadchila?
I don't think that's true. I don't think so. No, I don't think we wouldn't have to. Because it's the same problem. It's gonna fade. It's gonna fade after a while. You have to re-dye it.
We don't want to rely on this Rashba l'chadchila.
Yeah, I know, but see, with the hair is a different thing. It's not that they're makbid on the dye, they're makbid on the fact that the dye is wearing off. In other words, when it's the cracks, they don't like the crack, you want to get rid of that nail polish altogether. Here, you want to add more dye, right? If a woman wants not to have gray hair, so she puts dye on, hair coloring. So when it begins to fade, I think that's still, I don't think there's any issue. I don't know anyone says this, but I can look into it, but I don't think anybody says that. Okay, we'll stop over here. Very good.